our messenger when it comes to the color purple, and let's put the word community behind it. Van Andel Institute's purple community is very active in our community. Let's talk about it as we do on a monthly basis with VAI. Ashley Owen, Purple Community Senior Event Coordinator with the Institute. Good morning to you, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hannah Costa, Purple Community Event Coordinator with the Institute. Good morning to you, Hannah.
Good morning.
Appreciate you both. Hey, I guess we'll start with the blunt question. What is this purple community?
Yes, so Purple Community is the Van Andel Institute's grassroots fundraising program. So we partner with a variety of different organizations and businesses and schools to host over 180 different events throughout the year. And so we stay very busy, especially during the fall with lots of football games and, you know, soccer games and all kinds of other sporting events that are benefiting the great work that's happening at the Institute.
And your personal role again, Hannah?
I'm a program coordinator. So I help facilitate that relationship with the Institute and help them have any resources, whether that's providing purple foam fingers and all kinds of other purple materials that they might need. And so it's a lot of fun. We get to meet a lot of great people.
It's great. Ashley, your role, and then answer the question, why the color purple?
Absolutely. So my role is similar to Hannah's in terms of the fact that we have over 180 events, some of them that we manage directly, like our Purple Community 5K, partnerships with the Griffins and Whitecaps, and different unique community events like that, but then also overseeing a lot of the schools, everything from middle school, high school, college level, sporting events or other creative fundraising activities they might come up with. And really, we're just there to be the guide. These groups and individuals come to us and say, you know, whether it's because of a cancer connection or a Parkinson's connection, they want to raise funds to help support the research we're doing because they may know a loved one or a friend that's been impacted or they themselves have. And it's a way for them to give back and support in a positive way and turn some of that energy that you know, they may have had a really difficult journey and now they're ready to do something to turn it into a positive and give back. So we're just really there to help people facilitate that and whatever creative ways we can, whether it's providing tools and resources like websites or by just providing them guidance and feedback based on our past experience as event managers. And so we're really excited about that and ultimately purple because of the fact that the survivorship color for cancer is purple and the color for neurodegenerative disease research is purple. So it's a great way to summarize for us what we do and why we're here in the community.
Haven't you had like the Griffins all wear a purple jersey or something?
Yes, we have. Every year the Griffins host an annual purple game and we auction the jerseys off every year and have an awesome longstanding partnership with them.
So let's talk about the types of events that the Purple community hosts either in the past to highlight or what's coming up.
Yeah, so we have such a wide variety of different events. Like I said, we have football games, hockey games, definitely do a lot of the sports side of things. We have a lot of businesses and you know, corporate relations that like to do golf outings and things like that, too. We have a fashion event that we do with JB and me, and that's a ton of fun. Last year was the first year of that, and we're actually looking forward to that event coming up again this November. But yeah, our event calendar is full, so I'll kind of let Ashley talk about that. But before I turn it over to her, Hops for Hope is a program that started.
What'd you say?
Hops for Hope.
Hops for Hope. Mm-hmm. Hops meaning drinky.
Yes.
We like
yes,
beer also.
Yes. Yes, so we have that program that was born in 2012 and is kind of getting a rebirth starting in September. And so we already have a few different breweries on board for kicking off in September. So the way that that program works is $1 from every pint sold of a particular give back beer that a brewery, restaurant, or bar selects goes back to the Institute. And so we have partnered last year with North Peak Brewing. They sold 875 pints of beer in a month. That all benefited Purple Community, and we have some really awesome partners lined up for this year, so we're very excited.
Well, I'm thinking that's not a purple beer, though.
No. Well, we did have someone who turned the purple beer, actually, or the beer purple. The corner bar did back in May. They had some food coloring, and that was kind of interesting, but very creative. And so that's what we appreciate. Our event hosts are always looking, you know, how can they make the event unique and really make it their own? So.
Yeah, and some of the other events we have coming up this fall, Pure Bar and Lolay are partnering with us for third annual Pure Bar on the Blue Bridge. So we'll be shutting down the Blue Bridge in downtown Grand Rapids for a one-hour class, $15 registration for that event, and that will be live very shortly in terms of pre-registration, but people are welcome to show up that night as well. And also Michelle Lund Golf Outing will be taking place September 18th. And Be Brave is a new partnership for us this year. And these ladies are focused on breast cancer
awareness.
B-E-E, right? B-E-E, Be Brave. And they host chili cook-offs, wine tastings, beer tastings, all kinds of fun stuff throughout the year. But it culminates with a big 5K race on October 8th in the Caledonia community. And we love working with those ladies as well. And their website is live. You can connect to it through the Purple Community website as well, purplecommunity.org. And then we also have a partnership this year with the Wine and Wig event through West Michigan Woman. So we're really excited to be one of the charity partners for that event this year as well.
And that is the third weekend of October?
Yes, October 15th at the Grand Rapids Art Museum. Oh, so we're really excited to be one of the three other charity partners that are benefiting, including Gilda's Club Grand Rapids, American Cancer Society, and Susan G. Komen. So a really cool collaborative event this year.
So to follow up on that statement, these events support the work at the Institute, talents and treasures with everything.
Absolutely. And it's been really interesting over the last few weeks. We've brought in a few different groups who have hosted events, and they've got to sit down and talk with a researcher and learn about where their money is going and why it's so important. I think oftentimes some people are like, how does my, you know, $5 or my $50 or maybe even $500 really make a difference? And it's really interesting to hear about where they're actually putting that money towards. 2 weeks ago, we brought in the Lax vs. Cancer group from Rockford and Grand Rapids Christian. They sat down with Dr. Patrick Grohar, who's a pediatric cancer researcher in our facility, and he was talking about all of these ways that he's going to use, you know, their $6,500 that they raised this year. So it's really incredible.
And you touched on this, but somewhat repetitive. The enthusiasm is evident both from you, but also people get enthusiastic about the events. So again, getting involved with Purple Community, not only is it all about purple, but what gets you excited? What gets the community excited?
I think, honestly, every time I meet with somebody, I just get so excited, just again, because they're so excited. Yesterday, I had a meeting with Otsego. They have a really awesome high school group that is passionate about this Purple Week that they do. And the students are like, we want to do this and we want to have, you know, these things. And oh my gosh, we're so excited. They're going to have a carnival before their football game with different partners. They have had the most sponsors ever for this year. This is their third year doing it. They do it every other year. So they started in 2010 and they've raised about $47,000 over those 3 years. And so this year they're really hoping that this is their biggest year yet. So.
Yeah, and to that point, there's a competition amongst groups that we've discovered over the last few months as well, where, you know, there might be a group out at West Ottawa that's raising about, you know, $25,000, $30,000 a year, and they're almost at the $100,000 mark. And Duncan Lake Middle School out in Caledonia, they do a cancer walk every year, and they finally hit the $100,000 mark this year. And so there's this sense of pride and competition and kind of a passing of the torch also that happens with a lot of the school groups too, which is a lot of fun to see. And ultimately it is one of those unique opportunities for people to do something good, to give back, and in an incredible way, because of an endowment that Jay and Betty Van Andel established, we can say that 100% of all the funds that are raised through Purple Community go right back to the research at the Institute, and not to keep the lights on or pay for pens and paper clips, which is a really unique thing that we have the ability to say.
And I think this year it's even more special because this is the 20th anniversary of the Institute this year. And so we are just so thrilled to be a part of the Institute and to just continue to spread purple community within our community and beyond. So,
well, lucky to hear of the many adventures that have happened, are happening, and will be happening on behalf of purple community. How can people get involved and learn more, please?
Absolutely. So people can visit www.purplecommunity.org, and there's all kinds of information about getting involved, knowing what events are coming up. You can check us out on Facebook as well. But then the other really unique thing is that we also offer a lot of volunteering opportunities. So not only can you host events, but you can get involved in them if you're not quite ready to take on that kind of responsibility. You can come in and volunteer at things like our Whitecaps game, selling 50-50 raffle tickets, or going out to some of these schools or business partners and participating in some of those events, or just helping us by spreading the word. That is probably one of the biggest helps that somebody can offer us, is to just share events and invite people to get engaged with us.
You have an active Facebook page and website, I trust.
Yes, we have some rock star interns right now that have been helping us, you know, amplify our social media presence too. So we have a Purple Power Hour that happens on our Twitter, and that's a lot of fun. So that's when you can really, you know, very rapidly from, what is it, from noon to one?
On Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays. And so you can kind of rapid fire, quick check that out and see what's going on. We'll usually do a recap of an event on there, and then also throw out some volunteer opportunities that are coming up as well.
And we have a great blog that you can follow as well through our website.
Yeah. I have no more questions. You've answered them all. BAI is Purple Community, out and about and very strong in our own backyard to help others through the activities and more. Ashley Owen, Hannah Acosta, one more time, website?
www.purplecommunity.org.
Great. Thanks, ladies.